In 2007, I had gone to bed on a Thursday night. I woke up Friday morning. All of a sudden, I had this terrible sickness and disease I had never heard of before in my life. It was called Guillain-Barré. It's an autoimmune disease. I went through a great deal and period of darkness. I didn't think I was going to get through it, but I'm here today because of the divine grace of God.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth and Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
We're so delighted to have you with us today in Truth and Fact. We're in the book of Job, chapter 1, verse 1. It says, "There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job, and that man was perfect and upright, and one that feared God and eschewed evil." But although Job was blameless, although he feared God, although he stayed away from that which was evil or sin, we find this, that Job experienced trials. So therefore, as a Christian, even though we may walk with God, we may be obedient to God, doesn't exclude us from having trials or walking through dark times in our life. My friend, true Christianity shines in darkness. For Job, it would be the test of all tests, the trials of all trials. I think it's difficult for us to comprehend the magnitude of what this man went through. Most of us would crumble, we'd collapse, we would not make it. But Job did make it. And if Job made it, my friend, you and I can make it as well. But notice that most people who were used of God went through some kind of test or trial in their life. It was a trying of the faith when Abraham was asked to offer up his only son, Isaac. Yet Abraham did not waver in his faith. He held on to God. He might not have understood it all, but somehow he knew that in the end, it was going to be okay. In fact, in Hebrews in chapter 11, verse 18, it says, "Of whom it was said that in Isaac shall thy seed be called, accounting that God was able to raise him up even from the dead." Praise God. I don't know. Maybe Abraham was saying something like this: "Lord, I know this is the son of promise, and it's through this seed that will come a great nation. I don't understand it all, but I'm going to obey your voice. And I know that you're able to raise my boy up from the dead. Regardless, I will trust you through it all." Praise the Lord. You know, they say that Smith Wigglesworth had terrible times with kidney stones. I've never had a kidney stone, but I'm told that they're very painful. But Smith Wigglesworth would be preaching in great pain, stop in the middle of his message, excuse himself, and pass the kidney stone, then come back to his message, pick up where he left off. He collected over 100 kidney stones in a jar. Charles Haddon Spurgeon, a great preacher in London in the 1800s, battled with terrible pain, with gout, difficulties, and trials, walking through darkness. Oh yes, my friend, what about David that ran from Saul for about 20 years, yet be one of the greatest kings Israel ever had? What about Joseph, betrayed by his brothers, thrown into the pit, sold to Potiphar, falsely accused by Potiphar's wife, thrown into prison for 10 years. Yet we find that Joseph was ushered into second command over Egypt. What was God doing? He was forging a vessel. Through the trials and through the dark times and through the difficulties, God was preparing a man that he can use for his glory. That could be my beloved friend. That it could be all the difficulties and trials of your past. Could it be to prepare you for the present? God is working in you, and praise God that he is. In one day, Job lost all that he had. He lost his children, his business, his servants. Fire fell from heaven, consumed all that he had. The Chaldeans raided his camels and destroyed his servants. A tornado struck his children's house and they were killed. Folks, this was a calamity that we can hardly comprehend. Most of us would crumble under such circumstances. But notice what Job did. He worshiped God.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthandfact.org.